The Tale of the Firebird. Once upon a time, in a land of endless wonders, there lived a czar who ruled over a magnificent kingdom. In the heart of his realm stood the grandest garden, home to the magical Tree of Life. This tree bore golden apples that shimmered like a thousand tiny suns, offering wisdom to those who ate them. Yet every night, the magical firebird takes the golden apples down and leaves a trail of sparkling feathers behind. One day, the Tsar gathered his four children in the grand hall, his face serious, yet twinkling with excitement. Dmitri, the eldest, was strong and brave. Alexei was a cunning strategist. Elena, the third child, was known for her wisdom and kindness. The youngest, Marina, had a heart full of wonder and a mind as sharp as a tack. "My dear children, our golden apples are being taken by the magical firebird. I have heard tales of its feathers bringing great fortune. I wish to see this bird with my own eyes," the Tsar declared, his voice echoing in the hall. Each child proposed a plan, showcasing their unique strengths. Dmitri planned to build a strong net. Alexei devised a trail of shiny objects leading to a cage. Elena suggested understanding the firebird's needs, and Marina proposed creating a beautiful painting to lure the bird. With the Tsar's blessing, they embarked on their grand adventure, each taking a different road, their hearts filled with dreams of encountering the magical firebird. As they journeyed through mystical lands, they met a talking wolf with fur as gray as the moonlit night. The wolf shared tales of the forest and offered advice. "Young princes and princesses, remember, understanding and kindness can be more powerful than any trap." Days turned into weeks, and the siblings reunited at the foot of the Tree of Life, its branches reaching out to the heavens, golden apples twinkling like stars amidst its leaves. They hid behind the bushes as the sky darkened, and the world held its breath, waiting for the magical being to appear. At the stroke of midnight, the firebird descended from the starry sky, its feathers illuminating the garden with a warm, golden glow, a living dance of flames. The siblings were mesmerized, their plans momentarily forgotten, lost in the bird's hypnotic beauty. Suddenly, the garden erupted into a whirl of challenges set by the firebird to test the intruders. A river of fire blocked their path, demanding a sacrifice of pride. Dmitri threw in his strong net, watching it burn away. Next, a wall of thorns appeared, seeking a sacrifice of cunning. Alexei reluctantly offered his shiny objects, seeing them swallowed by the thorny barrier. Finally, they reached a clearing where the firebird danced gracefully, yet an invisible barrier prevented them from moving forward. Asking for a sacrifice of kindness, Elena stepped forward, offering her understanding and willingness to help the firebird. The barrier dissolved, and Elena approached the firebird, her heart open and full of understanding. "Dear firebird, we mean you no harm. We wish to understand why you take our golden apples," Elena asked, her voice carrying in the silent night. The firebird fluttered its radiant wings, the garden bathed in soft, comforting light as it spoke. "I take the apples to heal the sick and bring joy to the sad in faraway lands. They are not just for me, but for many." Its voice was like a melodious song, filling the air with harmony and peace. Elena nodded, a smile lighting up her face. "What if we share the apples with you, and in return you visit our kingdom, sharing your magical dance and stories from distant lands?" she proposed, her eyes sparkling with hope. The firebird agreed, and a bond of trust and friendship was forged between them. Returning home, the kingdom prepared for the grandest celebration they had ever seen. The firebird became a beloved guest, dancing in the night sky, its feathers creating a spectacle of light, filling everyone with warmth and wonder.